broadcasting this morning from the infield at the Hot Rod Cafe. Here in an hour, Brian Vickers will join us on site. And just across the street from us here, in the middle of the TMS, is the RV park where NASCAR fans and their campers have been stationed all week in anticipation for race weekend, and that's where we find the great Gordo this morning with the wireless microphone. Gordo, come in.
Thank you so much, Junior. It is certainly a beautiful morning here at Texas Motor Speedway. Dawn has broken it. The sun is coming up over the east grandstands, and the RV park is full. People are stirring. You see various plumes of smoke as people getting their smokers going and barbecue places going. It's quite a good time out here, and I got to tell you, a lot of really, really nice RVs out here. A lot of the Class A RVs, which are the big tour buses with pop-out sides. I'm talking high-dollar stuff. Here's a guy who's not quite a high-dollar one. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You probably recognize me, don't you?
Sure do. I've seen you here before.
What's my name, then?
Oh, I didn't know there was going to be a test on that.
I'm George Dunham.
Pete Tarantola, how are you?
Doing well. Now, Pete, what kind of a RV do you have here? What is this?
Ford.
This is a Ford. This is this one is a little bit old. I think it's a 97.
Uh-huh.
It's a 97 model. This one still is considered what they call a Class A motor coach. It's not quite as new as that one next door.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from New York. I've only been in Texas 30 years now.
Uh-huh. Where are you living in Texas?
I live in the greater Houston area, in the Woodlands area.
Right. Okay. And so you drove up here for this?
We drove up here for this. This is like a fourth, fifth year in a row.
You mind taking me inside your RV?
No. Step right on in.
Okay. Good. All right. We'll go up these rather steep steps. I don't think those are code anymore there, Pete. Oh, this is very nice inside.
It does have the super slider, so it does make a lot of room, as you can see.
Yeah, I see that. Now, the decor is somewhat 80s looking.
Well, it should be 90s. Should be about middle 90s decor.
I think you bought this off the remainder lot, even in the 90s. All right, now, I notice a lot of liquor stacked here on the countertop.
Well, just like every good house, we have a liquor cabinet.
When was the last time you had something to smoke?
To smoke?
Yeah. Cigars, cigarettes?
Oh, we have them here, too.
Well, I know you have some. I'm saying, when was the last time you smoked? Oh, good
last
Lord.
Last night.
He's got a whole thing of cigars out here. All right, well, thank you, Pete. I'm going to head on out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, God bless. How you doing, sir?
Right, well, thank you.
Good, good. You a smoker?
Unfortunately, yes. I'm...
Have you already had a cigarette this morning?
I have.
Oh,
you
no.
Have? Yeah.
How many?
One.
Just one, okay. That's good. How many do you usually smoke in a day?
About a half a pack.
Half back. And who are you rooting for out here?
Junior. There's nobody else.
Hey, Craig Miller.
Go, Junior.
Yeah, Craig. Thank you. Okay.
Tell him thanks.
Craig Miller? Who's Craig Miller?
Junior?
Junior. Yeah, Junior. 88 car. Sorry, man.
Oh, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Earnhardt Jr. Sorry. Okay, okay,
all
bro.
Right. Well, you guys party on.
All right, come back and see us, man.
Okay, I won't. I won't. Boy, and there's only out in front of that RV, there's a couple two-man tents set up. I guess they don't even sleep in that RV. It's in such disrepair. Well, here's an even older RV that they look like they're having some problems with. You guys having some problems with this one?
No, sir.
Where are you guys from?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Same with you from Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
Whereabouts?
Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City, yeah. That's where Junior Miller's from.
We're trying to get everything.
Okay.
We just pulled in last night late, just trying to get everything ready.
Get everything ready. Do you guys bring any women with you, or are you guys going to bugger each other?
We're going to bugger each other, I guess.
All right. Having fun this morning, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah, you know it. All right, thanks, man. All right, I'm going to head across here.
Sound like they want to take a swing at you.
They don't. These are always the nicest fans I talk to at any sporting event. All right, let me weasel my way through these RVs. It is like a maze out here. Wow, an old-time Winnebago. Very Escape from Witch Mountain looking here.
Do they all appear to still be sleeping, or...?
Yeah, everyone appears to be... A lot of people appear to be sleeping. There's a few early birds out here. But, hold on, I'm sorry. I'm having to stall for time as I walk.
You okay?
I'm clutching the heart there, George, after those sausage gravy biscuits. Hey, how you doing, sir?
Great. How's it going?
Hey, what are you doing out here?
Partying. Already?
Yeah, yeah. Now, you got a National Guard hat on. Are you in the National Guard?
Was.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
And what does it say on the side there? What's the autograph on the side of that National Guard hat?
Dale Jr.
Oh, you're a big number 88 fan.
You got it.
Yeah. Where are you guys from?
I'm from Kansas.
Kansas, whereabouts?
Wichita.
Oh,
close enough.
Yeah. I've heard of it. So let me go in here. Can I see what you're having for breakfast?
There's the man's camper.
Oh, is this your camper, sir?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, or who are you rooting for out here?
Stuart.
You ever heard of Texas Motor Speedway?
Oh, yeah. I've been up here the last...
All right, I'm going to go on in, Mike. Let's go on in. Second, all right, this is a little bit smaller. Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. You just in time for breakfast.
Yeah, I noticed. Now, you got a full-blown ponytail back there, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, the ponytail being pulled together like that with a little scrunchie. That's obscuring a mullet, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, what are you guys eating here? Are you fixing stuff, sir?
Eggs and bacon.
Eggs and bacon. Look at that. That's good stuff there. Is that microwave bacon or is that oven bacon?
That is skillet bacon.
That's the only kind there is, isn't there?
Real deal.
Now, where'd you guys sleep? There's not enough beds in here for you guys to sleep, is it?
One, two, three.
Three.
These all fold into beds.
Uh-huh. Now, any of you guys smokers?
Yes, sir.
All of us.
All of you. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't smoke. All right, I'm looking at your breakfast table here, and let me just detail what we have on the breakfast table. You can come over here and help me out.
Sure.
Come over here.
Okay.
All right, now what is this I'm holding? What's this on the breakfast table?
That's our Bailey's coffee mix.
Okay. That's
Bailey's Irish cream and coffee
in
the morning.
Now we have this. What is this?
Obama apple butter. That goes on our toasts.
Okay, good.
Good stuff.
And then what is this here?
Well, that'd be our ashtray. For disposing of cigarette butts properly.
Uh-huh. Good. And then what is this here?
That's our bread for lunch and toast for breakfast.
A loaf of white bread.
Yes, sir.
You bet. Any mayonnaise on the premises?
Miracle Whip.
Ah, yes. The choice of champions.
Miracle Whip. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Miracle Whip. No mayo. All good. Yeah, we fixing to eat us a good breakfast every morning, start the day off, we're good to go.
Now, when was the last time you made love to a woman?
Oh, let's see, that's my wife. It's been a little while.
Uh-oh, like how long?
A little while.
A month?
Yeah.
Having some problems?
Well, no, we'll just, occasional. Been married 20 years.
Yeah, so you're kind of tired of it.
Well, no, not tired, just it's there. It's all good.
You're about to kill yourself, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, thanks, man.
You betcha. Hey,
what is this down here? What is that up under the passenger seat?
That would be a carton of cigarettes.
All right, good deal. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, have a good one. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy your day.
Take care.
It's all good.
Wow. I'm telling you, they're the most jolly, fun-loving guys. They'll answer any question.
Well, they don't care.
And see, that's just such a den of vice in there. Four guys sleeping all over the place, cartons of cigarettes, ashtrays, and just processed meats everywhere. Everywhere you look.
Liquor and bacon.
All right, I'll talk to this one last guy here. He looks really beaten. How you doing, sir?
Okay, how are you?
Doing well. You a race fan?
Oh, yeah. We come all the way from Corpus Christi.
Uh-huh.
You're up kind of early, aren't you? Nobody else is.
How's, you know what? You don't hear a lot about Dale Sr. anymore. Why is that?
Well, he's not around, I guess. I don't know.
What you drinking?
Oh, a little cranberry juice.
Cranberry juice, and what is this can here?
It's an ashtray.
Oh, it is? Well, read what the can says.
It's Milwaukee's best.
That's right. A little Milwaukee's best. A little bit of the beast. And what's this in your right hand?
It's Marlboro. It's breakfast.
I'm trying to make you laugh.
We have no power, so that's what's happening.
Tell the joke so we can laugh. You guys don't have any power here?
Well, we do, but everybody's sleeping, so.
Oh, so you just snuck out to have a few cigarettes.
Well, just wake up. God. Enjoy this beautiful morning.
It is pretty. It is pretty.
It was cold last night.
Did you vote for Obama?
I didn't.
Who would you have voted for?
What do you mean, who would I vote?
If you had voted for, did you vote for somebody?
Oh, yeah. You know, we came down here to the races. Where are you from?
I'm from here, Dallas.
Right here?
Yeah.
Dallas. Speaking of races, back to the Obama thing. So you didn't buy into the whole Obama hype?
Well, I didn't buy into too much of anything, really. So
God, he's breathing.
I don't know.
Tell him a joke, Gordo.
You know any good jokes?
Yeah, I do. This little old lady, she comes into the sporting goods store saying she wants to buy her grandson a fishing pole. She walks in, looks around, and she finds this guy working behind the counter there. And she says, "Good morning, sir. I want to buy my son a present." And he says, "Well, how about getting him a fishing pole and a reel? We got one on sale. It's a good deal for $20. It's right over there. You go get it. But I want to tell you, I'm blind, but if you bring him back here and you drop it on the floor, I'll tell you what it is, okay?" It's okay. So she goes and gets a fishing pole and comes back. And he says, "I see you found some," or "I hear you found some." And she drops it on the floor. And he says, "Oh, yeah, you got a good deal. That's a Gordon rod with a Mitchell reel." And he says, "That's on sale for the $20. And she says, "Oh, good, I'm going to take this." And she gets in her purse and gets her card out, her Visa card, and she drops it on the floor. He says, "Oh, I see you're going to pay for that with a Visa card." She goes, "Why, yes." She's thinking, "Boy, this guy's pretty sharp." So she bends down to get her card, and she cuts this fart. And she picks her card up, hands it to the cashier, and he's ringing her all up and gets it all done. He says, "That'll be $34, please." And she says, "Well, $34? I thought you said this was $20. And he says, "Yes, the rod and reel are $20, $10 for the duck call, and $4 for the catfish bait." Are you okay? I'm out of here.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That came all the way from Northern California.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And there you go. A little flavor in the infield in the RV park.
That was worth it. Thanks, Gordo. 8:52 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It is all but over for the Stars, and we'll talk about it with